Here's a brand new one from Tim McGraw. That is Truck Yeah, 102.7 KORD. And guys who loves to drive rusty trucks, there's only one person I can think of that loves to drive rusty trucks. Let's see if I can get him on the phone now. Would that be Cale Moon?
Hey, Bear, how's it going?
Hey, man. How's that rusty truck?
Still rusting.
Still rusting. Good for you.
Running better than ever, though.
That's good, and I hear you are too, man. Hey, just wanted to check in with you. So did you have any fun at the Watershed Music Festival?
Oh, no, none at all. That was just, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no big deal.
If you believe that, you know, I could probably sell you some oceanfront property in Arizona.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was spectacular.
All right, so you performed Friday afternoon on the local stage there, right?
Yes, sir.
Saw the pictures. You looked great, and I'm sure the band sounded great. I wish I could have been there for it.
It was awesome. I mean, I still can't believe how well it went.
That's great. How long was your set? How long did you guys play?
It was about 45 minutes.
Well, there you go. So after it was all done Friday, what'd you do after that?
Well, I went down to get something to eat and ran into Steve Holy.
There you go.
Talked to him for a while.
Oh, so you guys actually, you got to hang out in the VIP catering area and all that?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, they treated me like one of the big boys. And, wow.
Nice. Yeah, that'll spoil you, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Your ice water's cold. Icy cold.
Oh, yeah.
So you ran into Steve.
Anything you could ever want, right there.
Yeah. So you ran into Steve Holy. That's cool. Now I'm sitting here looking at some of the pictures on Facebook you posted up there. Looks like you had some fun. You were actually on the side of the stage here with Dierks Bentley.
Uh huh.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I got to stand right there in the wing for his entire show.
Did you really?
Yeah. Actually, got to shake his hand and actually help him change out his wireless mic on his guitar.
Oh, wow.
Had something go bad, and it came over side stage, and I was waiting right there. Nobody had a flashlight, so I used my iPod to help him.
There you go. That comes.
So he shook my hand and said, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Well, that sounds like you guys had a blast. So this was like the biggest event you'd ever performed at.
Oh, yeah.
So with the pictures that I've seen, now it was like a sea of humanity, wasn't it? Just like 25,000 people.
Oh, at least.
So were you up there for the whole weekend?
Friday and Saturday. Sunday, we only were able to stay half a day because I had a gig on Monday down in Oregon.
No, well, that's all right. You know, you got to get back to your fans. So what's next for Cale Moon?
Well, right now I'm just about to head out the door to play for the Republican picnic in the, Columbia Park.
Oh, fun. All right, so you're going to be down there at Columbia Park this afternoon?
Yep.
What time does that get underway?
It starts at 5 o'clock and goes till 9.
All right, cool. That sounds like fun. So if you guys want to catch Cale Moon, he'll be down there at Columbia Park. Going to be at the band shell?
Yep.
Sounds great. And are you going to be performing at the fair this year?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're going to be at the Benton Franklin Fair, too. So we want to make sure we get all hooked up with Cale Moon. I had to touch base with you and see how Watershed was, and I'm glad you had fun, Cale.
Well, thank you.
If you live